Considering the depth and the size of the universe, not talking about the galaxies, the whole universe, and thinking about the message of God in the Quran says the whole everything is created to serve human beings.
Right.
Like with the past or with the future or with the present knowledge, we cannot imagine to have access to those far corners of the universe who are billions and billions of light years from us. Like, I mean, even if we do develop the technology to travel with the speed of light or whatever, there's still so many of the galaxies and such a big universe it is,
right,
that we cannot even access it, to see it, to explore it. How can it advantage us then?
How can it what?
Advantage us. Like, I mean, how can it benefit us?
You see, do you think that they were always that far away?
No, it
20
took...
20 billion years ago.
20 billion years ago.
There's one mass.
Yeah.
And when they exploded into the expanding universe, they were sending messages all around. And the sum total of the quality of universe was influenced by the entire mass. It is still being influenced. Because the rays which were sent billions of years ago have reached us after billions of years.
True.
But before that, they were closer. And still they were sending rays. So it's naive for us to expect that they have gone out of reach for us and they are disconnected with the whole system.
But at that time...
The entire universe is influencing each other. Every part of it is influencing the other parts. So the sum total of that has created influences on this earth. And the quality of earth, it's impossible for an ordinary human being to assess exactly what influences have been exerted. But the scientists come to discover occasionally some influences which occurred a million years ago or 2 million years ago or a billion years ago. Their marks are left on Earth. And the shape of Earth, the quality, the climate is certainly influenced by those accidents of nature. So it's a very complex subject. You can't say what influences they are, but you cannot deny the existence of these influences.
Yeah, but Hazur, sorry, the Earth is only 4.6 billion years old. And we're talking about the universe, which is 20 billion years ago.
So what?
So I'm saying is the human beings and the Earth is far more newer than
no,
from...
No, but it is created out of that old world. It was not created in that sense. You misunderstand it, perhaps. Or I misunderstand you. The fact is that Earth, when it was created, say, 4.5 billion years ago, it was still the part, it still existed as a part of this galaxy, as maybe a part of Sun. It had not yet separated, but it was there. And what was happening to the Sun, it was happening also to this Earth and all the planets which came to be born later on. So I'm talking of very large complex,
yeah,
and influences in a much larger scope of things than just speaking of Earth alone.
So there won't be any advantage in the future, whatever it was in the past then.
Fine.
There won't be any benefits us taken from the rest of the universe. Whatever we had to require or acquire was in the past
see,
only.
Why not? I can't see why you infer this from my statement. I don't see it like that.
Oh, well...
Benefits can occur because we don't know what has started traveling towards us many billions years ago, is about to reach us. How do we know?
Yeah.
A large part of the universe is dark mass. What is happening there, nobody knows because no messages are sent from there. The scientists with great difficulty are trying to infer things about the dark mass. And it makes the largest part of the universe. So everything is in the dark, not only that dark mass. As far as the future is concerned, we know very little by which to judge the future. And to judge the future requires perfect knowledge of the present. Because the future is no more than an extension of the present. So because our knowledge of the present is so little, so small, It is impossible for us to judge the future, so I don't go into that dark future at all.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.